I mean, we've been really excited for this entire show, talking about the fact that we had a proper bank holiday, that we had real nights out again for once. But the darker side of that is that recent media reports suggest that drink spiking at pubs and clubs may be on the rise. Now, drink spiking is when someone puts alcohol or other drugs into another person's drink without their knowledge. So how can you know if your drink has been spiked? And as a society, how can we prevent it? Joining me on the line is Rebecca Connolly, who's the content editor of Gender, Sexuality and Relationship in SpunOut.ie. Rebecca, hello, how are you?
Good, thanks. Thanks for having me.
No, thank you so much for joining us. I mean, I've definitely seen more tweets and news articles about drink spiking lately, and with the nightclubs reopening again, do you think that this will increase?
Drink spiking is definitely something that was, experienced before the pandemic, and I think the reason why we're hearing more about it now is because we have had that big gap where the pubs and the clubs have been closed. It's hard to say whether or not it's something that will be more common, and I really hope that it isn't, but having conversations like these I think is a great way to inform people about how to stay safe on a night out and how to keep their friends and those around them safe.
So what are drinks being spiked with?
They're not always spiked with the same thing, and it's hard to know what a drink has been spiked with, as often it won't have a taste or a smell. Previously, the kind of drug that would be known as the date rape drug is Rohypnol, which is kind of a stronger, like a 10 times stronger form of Valium, which makes you, become unconscious, make you come unresponsive. So that's something that's been used before. But people can be spiked, as you said, with alcohol or with pills or anything a person chooses to do so. So it is quite terrifying that you don't know what has been put in your drink.
Now, if this was to happen to one of my friends, like, what are the signs that I should be looking out for? And like, what can I do to help?
I think one of the signs to look out for is if someone kind of goes from 0 to 90 really quickly. You know, it shouldn't be the sort of normal effects you would see of someone getting drunk over time. This is something that would happen quite suddenly. If a person is feeling dizzy or faint, if they're feeling really sick or tired, and if they're confused or they're passing out. Since there's been this 2-year gap, there may be people coming into the clubs who are, 20 and haven't been in a club before. Mm. So people's responses to alcohol might be different, but the way someone responds to being spiked will be more dramatic. You know, it will be that kind of immediate response. And I think as friends, it's important, that we look out for each other, that we accompany someone to the bathroom if they say they don't feel well, that we go get them a glass of water, and that we really make sure that they're not alone at all during that time if you think they've been spiked, because you don't know who has spiked them.
And what their intentions might be. If their intentions is to get you legless as it is, you don't know what could happen after that. It is a very scary thing, but should you contact the Gardaí?
Yeah, I think, if someone is unconscious, if someone is really sick, if someone needs help, calling 999, getting that emergency response and support that you need is really important. You can ask someone, in the bar, the venue, where you are to help you, but if they don't provide you that support, yes, you should reach out to the emergency services. I know people in the past may be reluctant to report things to the Gardaí because they may have had bad experiences, or they hear stories of not being believed. But in an emergency, it's important to get that help, and they will be able to send, an ambulance or the support that you need. After the fact, if someone thinks they've been spiked, it's really up to them whether or not they feel comfortable speaking to the Gardaí. Mm-hmm. And it's definitely something we would encourage someone to do, but it's not something that you have to do unless you feel comfortable with it.
Now, it's obviously never the fault of the person who gets spiked. I mean, it's not your problem, it's someone else's agenda, but it is something that will happen or can happen to you. But how can we as a society prevent it from happening?
Yeah, it's unfortunate that we have to have these conversations over again, as women, as people in minority groups, asking how can we keep ourselves safe on a night out? How can we keep our friends safe on the night out? The reality is that it can be difficult, and you don't want to have to always be on your guard on a night out. You want to be able to keep, you want to be able to enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
But things to keep in mind are just that you won't never leave your drinks unattended. Often places don't let you take them onto the dance floor. but where possible, leave them with a friend. And even then, you know, you trust people, but you genuinely also never know. So the safest thing is to always keep your drink on you. If someone offers to buy you a drink, it's totally fine to accept that, but we would recommend that you go to the bar with the person, you see them buy the drink for you, you get the drink straight away, that the drink is always in your sight, and that it's never a time where you don't know whether or not someone could have put something into it. I think kind of more broadly as society as a whole, it's really important that if you see something that doesn't look right or feel right in a club, you do something about it. If you see someone being bothered or pestered by someone, or if you see someone trying to get with someone who clearly is incapacitated, who, you know, seems so drunk that they shouldn't be kissing or dancing someone, is that you go over and you intervene, you know. We can do these things in a subtle way that if you think someone's being bothered, you can pretend to know them and you can, you know, go have a chat with them. You can ask them if they want to go to the toilet with you or if they want to come dance with your group of friends. It's really important that we all kind of take responsibility moving forward, that we want to keep each other safe on a night out. And it's also important that as people who run bars and work in bars, that they also recognize that they have a responsibility to keep the people in their venue safe. It isn't good enough to say, you know, we'll let you buy drinks, but the minute you become a problem, we're just going to kick you out. If someone says they have been spiked, bar staff, bouncers, they need to believe that person and they need to get that person the help they need.
And, I mean, sometimes the worst case scenario is you can be sexually assaulted. What services are available if you think that this has happened to you?
Yeah, there are really great services around the country if you've experienced sexual violence. One of the main ones is the National Sexual Violence Helpline, which is 1-800-77-8888. There's also Women's Aid, Men's Aid, and then there's also specific LGBTI groups such as Belong To that can help a young person, a young LGBTI plus person if they've experienced sexual violence. At Spun Out, we also have a 24-hour text service. So if you have experienced sexual assault or sexual violence and would like to talk to someone about it, you can speak to a trained volunteer 24/7. And they will be able to offer you support and advice.
What an amazing service. You did mention Men's Aid there as well, Anna. And to be clear, it is not just women this happens to. Men are as vulnerable as women because, I mean, we don't know what these drugs can do or these excess alcohol levels going into your drink that you're unaware of. So everybody just has to be vigilant on this, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, you also hear stories of men being spiked because friends thought it was funny. You know, it's very hard to understand the mind frame of someone who would ever spike someone. And unfortunately, the truth is we don't know who around us could do that. So that's why, you know, always kind of protecting your own drink is really important.
Rebecca Connolly, thank you so much for joining us on the line today. For more information, you can go to www.spunout.ie. And if you need help, the Dublin Race Crisis Centre are there. You can contact the National 24-Hour Helpline at 1800 77 8888.